Included in Central New York's upstate revitalization plan is $40 million to develop an inland port that will process international freight containers coming from the port of New York and New Jersey. The proposed location of the inland port is just outside of Syracuse in Jamesville. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, another competing plan in a different location has been under consideration for years.
Go about 8 miles north of Jamesville and you will hit a rail yard in East Syracuse that the company 3GI wants to use to unload and refill international containers.
What we're doing is we're opening up the market for international trade for agriculture from Central New York to the world writ large.
Dan Spethman, the president of 3GI, says this plan has been in development for 4 years. They have raised millions in state and private investment. Over the years, the plan has been endorsed by Center State CEO, the Regional Economic Development Council, and the Port Authority of Oswego. Those are the key players now involved in the Jamesville location.
We were all quite surprised when we woke up one day and read in the newspaper that they had elected to take the intermodal idea, and candidly, most of the work that we had put together, and transfer that to a different location. Frankly, it surprised all the people at the new location as well.
A spokesperson for Center State CEO says an environmental review process is examining multiple sites throughout the region for the inland port, including Jamesville, East Syracuse, and other locations. Oswego has also expressed interest in locating the inland port there. Spethman says the East Syracuse location is on a Class 1 rail line, which means they can carry more freight and apply for federal funding. He says there is about 5 million square feet of warehousing available within 5 miles of the rail yard. A public meeting on the East Syracuse plan will be held at the DeWitt Community Room on Wednesday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.